السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله. My respected brothers, elders, my young friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with this beautiful month of Ramadan. Whether we valued it, whether we didn't value it, whether we appreciated it, whether we didn't, it has now left us. It's a great opportunity, great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that the nations of the past never received. It's only by being part of the ummah, a nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we were blessed with this amazing month. And in this amazing month, auspicious month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this most greatest, blessed of days and blessed of nights, the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, which Allah ta'ala describes in the Quran as Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of power, Laylatul Qadr, is better than 1,000 months. Subhanallah. One good deed which was performed on Laylatul Qadr was better than that deed being, the reward equivalent was as if we had performed that good deed every single day for 1,000 months, which is about, I think, 72 to 73 years. So for 72 to 73 years, every single day, it's as if we did that amal, that deed. So again, whether we appreciated it or not, it has gone. So it's very important. Eid is a time of reflection, introspection. It's a time of muhabbah, time of love, time of joy. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, لا تصوموا في هذه الأيام فإنها أيام أكل وشرب وبعال. That don't fast in these days of Eid. So there are 4 days in the year where it is not permissible for us to fast. The Eid al-Fitr, the first of Shawwal, which is today, and the 3 days of Eid al-Adha, the Ayyam al-Tashriq, the 3 days. So we are not allowed to fast in these days, because Allah Ta'ala has made, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, that these are days of eating and drinking and bonding with one's family members. So these are days of happiness, days of joy, days of rejoicing, that Allah Ta'ala had blessed us with this month, and Allah Ta'ala expected us to toil and work hard in this month of Ramadan and earn enough good deeds and earn and acquire Allah's forgiveness, maghfirah, which was two reasons why the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala discusses in the Quran, the شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Allah Ta'ala mentions elsewhere that the purpose of the month of Ramadan is so that we develop taqwa, this essential ingredient that every single Muslim must have, taqwa. That by the end of the month of Ramadan, we need to not just, you know, temporarily avoid, because look, in the month of Ramadan, we are avoiding things which Allah has made halal for us on a normal day. We're avoiding food, we're avoiding drink, we're avoiding those who are married, marital intimacy. We're avoiding these things which generally Allah has made halal for us, permissible for us. So if in the month of Ramadan we have trained ourselves to avoid those things which are halal for us, then outside of the month of Ramadan, بطريق أولى, by default, we should be avoiding those things which are haram, which Allah has made haram for us. So this is taqwa. That anywhere where I know that Allah is going to be displeased, Allah is going to be angry, Allah is going to be upset, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I do this particular thing, I avoid it. I'm not going to make Allah angry, subhanahu wa ta'ala. that my kind Allah, my generous Allah, my loving Allah, my merciful Allah, the one who has given me life, the one who has given me health, the one who has given me happiness, the one who has given me all of these blessings, what am I going to get out of upsetting him? What am I going to get out of making him angry? Nothing. The only one who will lose in this scenario is myself. Because if I make Allah angry, Allah is going to deprive me of more blessings. If I make Allah angry, Allah is going to throw some calamity in my life. And these are just worldly difficulties. And the serious difficulty is the difficulty of the Akhirah. If I make Allah angry, what if I end up in Jahannam? In the eternal life? What if I get punished in the grave? The hundreds of years, maybe I have to wait till the day of judgment. What if Allah Ta'ala punishes me there? Saying this is the consequence of your own deeds. If you did good deeds, Allah Ta'ala does not benefit. We do good deeds for ourselves. Every time we say Subhanallah, we beautify our own Jannah. What does Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mention in the hadith? وَسُبْحَانَ tamla'ul mizan. That one Subhanallah, it fills the whole scale, the whole pan of good deeds. It totally fills it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah has so much reward that it fills the entire scale of good deeds. Allah is so generous. Subhanallah, it was such a, there was no effort made. But Allah Ta'ala is so generous here. So much a'mal, so much reward that our entire scale of deeds are filled. What are the scale of deeds? In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, we will bring out the scales, the pans of justice. So those are the scale of deeds. And how big are they? They are as big as the seven heavens and the seven earths. And one Subhanallah fills it up with good deeds. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is so kind. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is so generous. So any good deed that we did only for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, after giving us this month of Ramadan, in which two ingredients or two things we were supposed to acquire by the end of this month, one is taqwa. Taqwa is after the month of Ramadan, a person says, that's it. I've watched enough TV for a lifetime. I've looked at enough haram with these two eyes, these two great blessings Allah has given me for a lifetime. I've listened to enough haram, enough sin with these two ears, these two great blessings Allah has given me for a lifetime. I've spoken enough haram. Some people, when they talk, with every word they swear. Such vulgar language and profanities come from their mouth, bichara, they have no control over it. They are ma'zoor. They are, in English you might say, disabled. Bichara, they can't control their tongue. The rest of their body they have control over. With their tongue has some illness, they can't control it. With every word they have to swear and swear and swear and swear. And all forms of rubbish and all forms of profanities come out of their mouth. So in the month of Ramadan they control. It's Ramadan, I'm not going to swear at you. It's Ramadan, I'm controlling myself, which was very good. It's Ramadan, don't get me started. I'm fasting, I'm roza. After the month of Ramadan, we need to continue this. So this is taqwa. After the month of Ramadan, we don't go back to those habits which we left for the month of Ramadan. That's why the pious salaf, you would say, the salafus salihun, the aslaf, pious predecessors would say, man kana ya'budu Ramadan fa inna Ramadan qad fat. It's like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed this worldly abode, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu, all the sahaba were stricken with grief. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting there with his sword drawn. That whoever says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, I'm going to deal with them. He had his sword drawn, unsheathed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, at that time of grief, at that time where all the sahaba were feeling so much pain, that Allah's Habib, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was more dear to each sahabi than their own self. He was more beloved to each sahabi than their own parents. He was more beloved to each sahabi than their own children. He has passed away, they couldn't believe it. So there was so much grief. There was silence, there was crying, there was sadness, there was depression. At that moment, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, with the courage of a lion, he stood up in front of everyone. One is courage where you come up against someone. I'll knock you out, I'll beat you up. Hold me back, I'll sort you out. See? Well, you're not actually going to do anything, but you just want to show that you're going to do something. And one is in a very difficult situation to take leadership, it takes the courage of a lion. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu stands up. and he delivers the masnoon khutbah, the masnoon sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he quotes the ayah of the Quran that مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And he quotes the other ayah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and every soul shall taste death. And he mentioned these ayat, and when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he hears them, he says, it's as if this was the first time I was hearing these ayat. It's as if I was unaware of the revelation of these ayat. Meaning, out of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had forgotten about these ayahs. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu mentioned, that man kana ya'budu Muhammadan, fa inna Muhammadan qad mat. Whoever used to worship Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. However, whoever was always worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that Allah is alive and Allah will never die. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human being, best of all human beings, the greatest of Allah's creation, the most beloved of Allah's creation to himself. But he has passed away. Doesn't mean that you lose yourself. You carry on, your journey continues. So in the same vein, some of the Salafus Salihun, the pious predecessors, would say, مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ رَمَضَان فَإِنَّ رَمَضَانَ قَدْ فَاتْ. Whoever used to worship Ramadan, then no Ramadan has gone. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتْ. Whoever worships Allah, know that Allah is always living, Allah Ta'ala will never. Meaning, many of us become Ramadani Muslims. Ramadan comes in and that's it, mashallah, Muslim. Topi, thob, Islamic. All the Islamic shops are booming in Ramadan. Everything Islamic related is booming, mashallah, the Islamic websites. Hijab, abaya, whatever, the rest of it. They're booming in Ramadan. Sales are booming because everybody is, mashallah, inclined towards deen, which is an amazing thing, which is a very good thing, and it shows the barakat, the blessings, and the the goodness of Ramadan. That subhanallah, it makes people who were very much engrossed in sins, people who were not missing all their salahs, they were missing all their salahs, it makes them inclined towards deen. But it shouldn't be that Ramadan finishes and with that our deen finishes, with that our a'mal finishes, with that our salah finishes, with that our fasting, our charity, our goodness finishes. And unfortunately for those people who found Ramadan, but that goodness, that spark wasn't even created, that's even more serious. People are fasting, they're in workplaces, swearing, talking about bad things, listening to bad things, looking at haram. So if we didn't even manage to control sins, see, then we have to be very, very concerned. So we make lots of tawbah, lots of istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, this blessed month has come to a close. Oh Allah, I don't know whether I managed to acquire your forgiveness. Oh, I said the second thing. So the first thing is taqwa in this month. The first thing we are supposed to gain is taqwa. Essential ingredient that every Muslim needs. How many times in the Quran does Allah say, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Just so that these people may gain taqwa. What is taqwa? Fear of Allah. What is fear of Allah? The ability and the strength to stay away from Allah's displeasure. The strength to stay away from Allah Ta'ala's disobedience, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's anger. This is taqwa. At-taqwa hahuna. Wa ashara ila sadri. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, taqwa is here. Taqwa is not in your clothes. You wear a jubba taqwa. You wear a imama taqwa. You have a big beard taqwa. No. Taqwa is in the heart. Look at the Muslims of Gaza. Right. We are celebrating Eid and they are being butchered. We are celebrating Eid and they are being slaughtered en masse, they are being killed and bombed. The elderly people, women, children, crying, screaming, losing their entire families, going out to the shop, coming back, finding the whole house. A child, 6-7 years ago, old mummy saying, "Go, can you go and buy, get some bread from there?" She goes out there, there's no food, so they're waiting in a long line to get some, you know, small food item. They come home to find the entire house is blown up. All the family members are dead. So many cases like this. So we are celebrating Eid and look at what they are going through. These people are people of Iman, people of Istiqama, people of Sabr, people of patience, people of Thabat, people of steadfastness. They don't all wear jubbas. They don't all have long beards. They don't all have, I don't know, the sunnah, long hair, the limma and jumma and the wafra that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have till his shoulders, till his ears, till just below his ears. Very simple. They look very ordinary people. But the condition of their heart is so strong. The condition of their iman, the condition of the sifat and qualities of iman. And this is what we are lacking. And many of the pious predecessors would say, look, this is a time we have come into where the zahir, the form of Islam remains, but the batin and the hidden and the inner part of Islam does not remain anymore. It's all visible actions. It's all wherever there's a social gathering, let's all go and climb Mount Everest. We'll go, I'm ready. The guy who never reads his salah, he doesn't have the ability to wake up for Fajr salah, he doesn't read any of the other salahs, he says, it's okay, I'll read later, doesn't matter. He is going to be the first person preparing for 3 months so he can climb Mount Everest for charity. Example. The point is, we prioritize those things which are not important, and we ignore those things which are extremely important. The salah, staying away from sin. So the second purpose of this month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us, is maghfirah, forgiveness. That by the end of this month, every single believer, every single Muslim should have acquired Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala is happy, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all of our sins. So when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was climbing, ascending the pulpit, the minbar, and with each step he took, 3 steps of the minbar. First step he stood and he said, Ameen. Second step he said, Ameen. Third step, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's minbar was much smaller. So he took one step, he said, Ameen. Second step, Ameen. Third step, Ameen. The Sahaba inquired later, Ya Rasulullah, we saw you doing something very strange today. We've never seen you doing something like this prior. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came in front of me at the time when I was climbing the pulpit. The first step he said, maybe the du'as might be in a different order, but he said that may Allah's la'na, la'na means may Allah's curse, meaning may Allah not bless and favor those people who find their parents in old age, one of them or both of them, but they don't enter Jannah by serving them. May Allah destroy these people. I said Ameen to that. Second, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse, may Allah's la'na be upon those people who find the month of Ramadan but cannot earn Allah's maghfirah and forgiveness in this month. And I said Ameen to that dua as well. And the third one, may Allah's curse, la'na be upon those people who hear my name but do not send salat and salam upon me. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. And I said Ameen to that one as well. So these three du'as. So by the end of Ramadan, this was another thing, another milestone, another goal which was to be achieved, which is Allah Ta'ala's maghfirah, Allah's forgiveness was to be earned. Now whether we acquired that or not, whether we achieved that or not, Allah Ta'ala knows. So again, once again, there has to be this remorsefulness, there has to be this reflection, introspection, that Ya Allah, I don't know, I made so many mistakes throughout this month. Tawbah, istighfar, oh Allah, please forgive my shortcomings. Oh Allah, please forgive my weaknesses. Oh Allah, please accept my fasts. Oh Allah, please accept my tarawih salah. Oh Allah, please accept all the a'mal I did. And one of the signs that a person has acquired Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is what? That a person doesn't fall back into guna. A person doesn't fall back into disobedience. A person doesn't fall back into sin. There are many cases like this. Eid Salah is finished on Eid day. A person is there in Ramadan from Fajr till Isha. MashaAllah, 5 times Salah in the Masjid. And on Eid day, he's there for Eid Salah as well. And the Zuhr time, you're walking to the Masjid, he's walking the other way. Brother, where are you going at Zuhr time? Whole of Ramadan, you were in the first row. Ramadan's finished, you know. So for him, his entire structure of ibadah and worship was dependent on Ramadan. Ramadan's finished, I don't need to bother anymore. So this is the you know, a practical demonstration of someone who worships Ramadan. Ramadan is here, I'm going to do everything in Ramadan. Ramadan's gone, I don't need to do anything. I'm back to square one. Taqwa, has that been acquired? No. Maghfirah, one of the signs of maghfirah is that a person stays away from sin after that action. That's similarly how the scholars say, how do you know if a particular salah of yours was accepted or not? How do I know my Dhuhr Salah was accepted? How do I know my Asr Salah was accepted? If from Dhuhr till Asr I can stay away from sins, stay away from bad deeds, I know my Dhuhr Salah was accepted. If from Asr till Maghrib I can stay away from bad deeds, I can stay away from disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, then I know my Asr Salah was accepted. Is everyone with me? I know the day of Eid, and I know, mashallah, many of you are tired very early in the morning. Normally the youngsters, when they have classes on Saturday, Sunday, can't. We have class at 11 o'clock and they come in at 12 o'clock. So it's up sleeping, so tired, rubbing their eyes. And now, mashallah, they're here at 8 o'clock for Eid Salah. Huh? So it's a very good thing, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's ibadat, Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's worship. But let's, you know, till next Ramadan, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention? The Ramadanu ila Ramadan mukaffiratun lima baynahuma. One Ramadan till the next Ramadan is a means of expiation, is a time where Allah Ta'ala forgives all the sins which are committed in between it. Certain things like salah. From one salah to another salah is a time where the sins are forgiven, minor sins are forgiven. One Jum'ah to another Jum'ah, the sins are forgiven which are committed in this, which are incurred in this time frame. Similarly, Umratun ila Umrata. One Umrah to another Umrah, any shortcomings, any sins which are committed, Allah Ta'ala forgives them. So it's just a time where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's Rahmah, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's blessings are there. So it's very important, let's try, till next Ramadan, we want to see an improvement in ourselves. Ramadan has finished, has taqwa come in, good litmus test is the day of Eid. When we were younger, I was saying to the children, when we were younger, it's very different, either people didn't have smartphones, until they weren't gamers, Minecraft and the rest of it, Roblox. So on Eid day, everybody was out, music, cars, haram, it was all on the streets. Nowadays you don't see as much of that anymore because they're all gamers now. But at the same time, there are different forms of sin. There are different forms of sin. So we have to question ourselves, am I falling back into sin? I should not be falling back into sin. Nafs will tempt me. Nafs is stuck with us. Okay? وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَحِمَ. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention in the Quran in the start of the 13th juz? وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I, not for a second do I give my nafs the benefit of the doubt. Why? Because إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. My nafs is just going to persist in trying to drag me towards evil. So my nafs, I should be the master of my nafs. As soon as I feel it's tempting me, go here, do this, let's try this, let's watch this, let's do that. No. To starve our nafs, control our nafs, restrict our nafs. The nafs is going to pull us. And shaitan, now the month of Ramadan is finished. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the month of Ramadan, suffidati shayateen. The shayateen are tied up, the shayateen are locked up. Month of Ramadan is finished, the main shayateen are released. So the temptations, the desires, and then the eating starts again. And the more we eat, the more we are tempted to fall into sin. Is everyone with me? One of the pious predecessors, he said, "Ma akaltu hatta shabi'tu illa asaytu aw zanantu bi ma'siyatin." He said, "I never ate till I was full, except that I either sinned or I thought about sinning. I never ate till my fill, except that I either sinned, fell into sin, or I thought about sinning." So after Ramadan, we're all going to start eating the samosas and the kebabs and the mashallah. I'm not saying don't, what I'm saying is this is the reason, even reasons why our nafs, our temptations, our desires become so much stronger from the day of Eid they start. So we have to be in control of this. We have to discipline ourselves. Inshallah, we are ready for this. Inshallah, we'll have the Eid Salah taking place now. Eid Salah is 2 rakat Salah, which is wajib for us to perform. According to the different madhabs, you have different takbirs. But what we will do in the first rakat, we'll have 3 takbirs. In the second rakat, we'll have 3 extra takbirs. So altogether, 6 extra takbirs. After the first takbir, Allahu Akbar, we will tie our hands. Everybody will read thana quietly. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghiruk. And then the imam will make 3 takbirs. In the first two, we will lift our hands and drop them. Allahu Akbar and drop. Allahu Akbar and drop. And the third one, we will lift our hands and tie them. And then there will be Surah Al-Fatiha and Qira'ah as usual. And the first rakat will finish as normal. In the second rakat, it will start as normal, Surah Al-Fatiha, Qira'at. And before ruku', we will have 3 extra takbirs. Allahu Akbar, drop our hands. Allahu Akbar, drop our hands. Allahu Akbar, drop our hands. And for the fourth one, we're going to go into ruku. After salah, everyone remain seated because there is a khutbah, which is sunnah after Eid salah. So the khutbah will be delivered from here. After the khutbah salah, inshallah, we are our Eid salah is completed. Is that okay, inshallah? Everyone make the rows, inshallah. Safar bana lijiye, safar durusar bana lijiye. Inshallah, we're all standing shoulder to shoulder. Our gaps are filled. There is no iqama for Eid salah. So as soon as the rows are straightened, inshallah, we'll start. Our brothers, move forward, inshallah, fill in any gaps. There are people waiting at the back. Brothers upstairs as well, please make the rows organized. Inshallah, we're standing shoulder to shoulder, our heels on the back line. पीछे से साथी बता दे जब सफ़ेद दुरुस्त हो जाए Are we ready to start, inshallah? Istawu i'tadilu, sawu sufufakum, please straighten the rows, ensure gaps are filled. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Inshallah, brother, stay seated. The khutbah will take place. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله المنعم المحسن الديان ذي الفضل والجود والإحسان ذي الكرم والمغفرة والامتنان الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل حين شاع الكفر في البلدان صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ما لمع القمران وتعاقب الملوان الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد لله عليكم فيه عوائد الإحسان ورجاء نيل الدرجات والعفو والغفران الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم ملائكته فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره قال ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم فيقول ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات قال فيرجعون مغفورا لهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر الثانية كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكبر بين أضعاف الخطبة يكثر التكبير في خطبة العيدين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أيها الإخوة الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله ألا إن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، لله الحمد. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا جميع أعمالنا في هذا الشهر المبارك يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتلاوتنا وجميع أعمالنا بقبول حسن يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة المباركة يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنهم في حاجة عاجلة إلى رحماتك، فأنزل عليهم رحماتك يا رحمن يا رحيم، فأنزل عليهم رحماتك يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم فرج عن كربهم، اللهم فرج عن كربهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم بنصرك القوي العزيز يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بأعدائهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
عيد مبارك تابعون، تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال.
Yes, sir. 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 Yes, sir.